Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we'll be discussing how to develop an abundance mindset, and you will have the opportunity to experience gratitude meditation. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that this podcast sparks motivation within you to make your life better. Everyone wants something, be it something physical, emotional, mental, or even spiritual. But we don't all want the same things. Some may want only enough to get by, while others want it all. A happy medium lies somewhere in between, and this happy medium can be termed abundance. You can decide exactly what abundance means to you, and you can develop an abundant state of mind, a wealthy mindset. Some people just want more money, and they may or may not know what they want to do with it, but it is more important to decide what they will do to get it. Very little comes with no effort. You need to do the work in order to achieve the goal. Prosperity begins in the mind. In the past, people have said to me, "My financial situation is such that I need a miracle." And yet, they are entitled to miracles. Positive programming is how to begin to make it happen. So, what is abundance to you? While abundance can mean material success, it can mean so much more than that. Abundance is much more than merely money or things. Abundance is in having good friends and in being a good friend. Abundance can be a harmonious life, a music-filled home or creative work, perhaps a meaningful relationship, or quiet inner peace. It is possible to enter into a new age of abundance by changing your perspectives. What would you change in your life if you could perceive abundance all around you? In nature, in the fields, in the forests, and the rivers, deep within the earth, there is abundance for all. It is here and it is now. What if you could welcome this abundance with joy and delight? Abundance can come in many forms, as we've stated. Money is only one. And your life may already be more abundant than you realize. Not only can you increase your abundance, but you can become more aware of the abundance that you already have in your life. What you perceive that you have is all a state of mind. And if you desire abundance in all areas of your life, changing your perspective can enable you to experience greater joy, happiness, health, and wealth. When you perceive lack or scarcity, you begin operating with fear that there's not enough to go around. And this mindset can be extremely limiting. It can prevent you from attracting appropriate thoughts and circumstances that can bring abundance into your life. Learning to be an excellent giver and receiver is essential in becoming abundant. You must learn to keep the energy flowing in both directions. When hoarding occurs, it creates energy stagnation, as the energy is merely flowing in one direction. When you begin to open the channels of giving with generosity of spirit and an open heart, you complete a circle of abundance. Nature is in a constant cycle of giving and receiving. Plants take in carbon dioxide and they convert it to oxygen and then they give it back to the air. The tides move in and the tides move back out again. Learning to give freely without fear enables you to generate new channels of abundance in your life. And when you give back, you get back in return. Everything is connected. What mental programs do you have that cut you off from abundance? And what belief systems are holding you back from experiencing the fullness of life? It's easy to be put under the spell of the collective mindset that the universe is somehow lacking in abundance, that there is not enough to go around. This belief system is programmed into most people when they're very young. I can remember when I was young, my parents used to tell me that money doesn't grow on trees. This lack mindset is usually taught and programmed at a very young age, especially if someone grew up in poverty. On the contrary, there is more than enough to go around. An abundance mindset is fueled by gratitude and appreciation. These qualities enable you to reframe your position in life, no matter what circumstances you may be experiencing. No matter how much or how little you perceive that you have. No matter the quality of your life and living. When you start to infuse gratitude and appreciation into your mind and begin to observe and take note of the wonderful things in your life, you begin to set up new mental foundations that will support more abundance in your life. So, is abundance having 4 mansions, 3 yachts, a private jet, and $20 million in the bank? Or is abundance having a comfortable, peaceful living with enough food, perfect health, passion, and quality relationships? Remember, it's all a state of mind. Your perception of abundance is yours and yours alone. By cultivating an appropriate, realistic mindset, it can assist you in feeling more abundant and becoming truly grateful for what you have in life. Practicing a gratitude meditation every day can be a wonderful way of shifting your perspective. Someone may be lacking in financial abundance, but they may have wonderful friendships, good health, and creativity. It's important to shift the perspectives and be grateful for what is present. By shifting and changing the perspectives of abundance, it can assist an individual in developing greater inner peace. So now you're going to have the opportunity to experience a gratitude meditation session. If you so choose, you can participate. Find a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, just begin to focus on your breathing. Feeling the coolness as you breathe in. Feeling the warmth as you breathe out. The coolness as you breathe in. And the warmth as you breathe out. Just allow every breath that you take from this moment forwards to relax your body more and more. With every breath that you take, feel and sense yourself relaxing more and more. That's right, becoming more and more relaxed with each passing moment. The deeper that you go, the better that you feel. And the better that you feel, the deeper that you go. Mentally examine your body for any areas of tension. And you can breathe relaxation into those parts so that they catch up and become as relaxed as the rest of you. So that every muscle, every fiber, and every cell in your body is totally and completely relaxed. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1, move further into relaxation. By the time that I reach the count of 1, you'll be at your own natural level of relaxation. Starting now at 10. 9. 8. 7. Deeper and deeper relaxed. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Wonderfully relaxed, feeling safe, feeling secure, and feeling very good now. Now, in this relaxed, focused state of awareness, take a moment and begin to become aware of all of the things that you are grateful for. Just taking a moment to become aware of these things now. Perhaps you are grateful for your health. Perhaps you're grateful for the wonderful relationships that you have in your life. Perhaps you're grateful for creative gifts, such as being able to play an instrument or draw or paint. But just take a few moments and become aware of all of the things in your life that you are grateful for. And notice how thinking about those things makes you feel. Notice it in your body. Notice that joyfulness that comes with recognizing the wonderful things that you have. There's always one thing that people can find that they're grateful for. So even if you just find one thing today, perhaps you can find two things tomorrow. What if you could wake up every day with that sense of gratitude in your heart and mind? Waking up each day, focusing on that feeling of abundance. What if that feeling of abundance could begin to influence your actions and your thoughts? What if that feeling of abundance could open the door to more joy, happiness, and laughter in your life? What if opening that door to abundance helped you to accomplish your goals and create new plans for action? That's right, just feeling that gratitude, feeling it in the heart, feeling it in the mind. And I wonder if you could take that feeling out into the future and in your creative imagination, creating a clear, sharp image of yourself, living a life of abundance. Taking a few moments to review your ideals and your goals and seeing yourself accomplishing everything that you need to accomplish in order to feel abundant in your life. Abundance is a process of growing, the result of creative work and efforts. By recognizing that you already have abundance in your life and things to be grateful for, you can increase your abundance by changing perspectives, by taking necessary actions, and by cultivating deeper connections. So enjoy this feeling. And every morning when you wake up, take a few moments and focus on this feeling of gratitude, focusing on all of the things in your life to be grateful for. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, you'll emerge from relaxation. And when I reach the count of 10, you'll open your eyes. You'll be back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation. 2, coming up. 3, 4, 5, take a deep breath in. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you would like to learn more about hypnosis, visit my website at www.donaldcurry.com. I have a variety of hypnosis MP3 downloads available for sale on my website. If you're interested in learning hypnosis so that you can assist others, visit the Mind Institute, www.mindinstitute.online. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you catch all of the future upcoming episodes. Take care and be well until next time.